Speaking of very good, Adam Pengilly from the Sydney Morning Herald's on the line. G'day, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Laurie.
All right, let's have a look at the wins over the course of the weekend. The Doomben Cup, Canedna, in some sort of an upset, mate.
Yeah, outstanding. A few people like their chances, I must admit, heading into that Doomben Cup on the weekend there. I suppose one of the big talking points, guys, in the last few months has been how a lot of these Darren Weir horses would go in their, you know, next life with different trainers. And she's certainly one that has just raised the bar, hasn't she, under Kieran Maher and David Eustace. She's picked up a second Group 1 in the space of a couple of months. She won the Queen of the Turf in Sydney here during the championships, and she's gone up to Brisbane and won the Doomben Cup. It was a beautiful ride by Johnny Allen, snuck along the inside there and got the job done. And when you consider horses like Very Elegant and Nature Strip for Chris Waller, I think a lot of these ex-Darren Weir horses have actually gone to new levels with different trainers.
Tony McAvoy can continue to produce good horses and win the big races.
We had to wait a while, Laurie, for that good one on the weekend, didn't we? There was a delay of about 15, 16, 17 minutes in the end after the favourite Sprite had to be reshot behind the barriers. Yeah, with all due respect to Connections, it wasn't a vintage Goodwood handicap this year. It was probably one of the weakest fields I've seen in the Goodwood for many, many years. But I think the big story to come out of the race was the platform that Tony had to talk about South Australian racing after Dispatch did win that event on the weekend. We know the industry down there is going through a pretty turbulent time at the moment with a lot of government cuts and everything like that. And Tony is a passionate South Australian man. He's got several bases in Australia now, but most of his operation is based out of Victoria. And he was pretty forthright in saying that the government needs to step in and really help the industry down there in South Australia. He actually wore a badge, guys, on his suit saying support South Australian racing jobs to the races at Morfordfield there on the weekend. So I'm glad Tony's been forthright and frank enough to talk about the state of racing down there in South Australia, because something needs to turn around pretty quickly.
And if he couldn't do it, who could?
Well, that's exactly right, Jimmy. If Tony hasn't got is not a man of the stature and standing to talk about that, there's no one else that can do that. I suppose the other point to come out of that race was Todd Fennell winning his first Group 1. He's ridden more than 700 winners in his career, and to finally get his first Group 1, it was a huge achievement for the young man.
Is he a decent... Well, he's won his last four, but Stradbroke?
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. Laurie, I think they want to take him up to Queensland to tackle the Stradbroke. I'm not quite sure what weight he'll get heading into that race, but
it's a different level, isn't it?
Probably a rung or two behind the real top liners, to be fair. So he can run well in a Stradbroke. I'm not sure whether he'd be one of my top fancies, but I can see him running well.
$15 chance at Tab at the moment. Dispatch. Zeus Style, the favourite at $6 for the Straddy on the 8th of June. We're starting to frame up... Well, actually, we've been framing up Melbourne Cup markets for quite a while, but now some horses starting to come to the fore, Adam.
Yeah, well, Andrew Ramsden stakes this week, Jimmy. So much consternation, if you remember last year in the lead-up to the Melbourne Cup, by saying there's not enough chances for our local stays to try and work their way into the into the Melbourne Cup. And they've put on this race this year, the Andrew Ramsden stakes, or they've sort of rejigged the clause of the Andrew Ramsden to say it's a win and you're in, it's a golden ticket to the Melbourne Cup. That will be held at Flemington this Saturday. I'm intrigued to see what sort of field it's going to get in the first instance, but also the build-up and the hype leading into the race, how much publicity will get out down there in Victoria, because this has become a really significant race now. They've changed the conditions of the race to make it a step weights race for 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds to give every possible chance for some of our local stayers to try and get a spot in the Melbourne Cup. I'm really hoping it's going to be a success this week, guys, because, I think it can be a really important factor, that sort of late autumn winter calendar going forward.
Yeah, no 2-year-old has ever won the Kingsford Smith Cup, but Dubious is going to try.
Well, I could not believe this, Laurie. I know that Kieran Maher and David Eustace had thrown in the nomination for him, and I've seen them thrown in the nomination for the Stradbroke as well. I just thought it was something they'd just, you know, lob the nomination in there for him, and they won't head that way. But they're actually going to have a crack at this race on the weekend in the Kingsford Smith Cup against the older horses. Nikita Berryman's going to ride at 48 kilos, if you don't mind, on the weekend there. So she's a natural lightweight, so hopefully it's not going to be too difficult for her to get below 48 kilos, but Kieran Maher had all the options of taking on some of the big 2-year-old races up there in Queensland. He said, no, I'm going to take on the older horse and try and win a Group 1 in the Kingsford Smith Cup. And it'll be interesting to see how he runs, and then interesting to see whether he presses on to tackle the Stradbroke.
Home of the Brave, $6 favourite at Tab. I am excited and trekking at $8. And Dubious is $15. Now, the fallout from the Kentucky Derby, continues. We had the Preakness over the course of the weekend. What's the latest with Country House? Is it Country House that was, I'm trying to work out, disqualified?
No, Maximum Security was disqualified. Maximum Security was, of course, disqualified, and Country House was declared the winner. This race is just the gift that keeps on giving, isn't it? Because the owner of Maximum Security has come out over the course of the last couple of days and said, I'll put up a $20 million bet, $5 million each for four horses or connections of four horses he nominates. If you can beat Maximum Security at his next start, I'll offer you $5 million each, believe it or not. So they've taken this, they've taken the Kentucky Derby result to the courts trying to get it overturned, but he's gone a step further and said, here's the money, I'm going to put my money on the line, stick my neck out. If you want to race my horse at his next start and you actually beat him home, doesn't matter what position you finish, I'll offer you $5 million each.
Yeah, good. How good's that?
Wow.
That's a promoter's dream.
Yeah. Well, what's he get out of that? Nothing. Just to say that I beat the best horses. I'm the best horse.
I think it's bragging rights, Laurie.
Yeah.
To be able to say that he beat them fair and square on its merits.
What's his net worth, this bloke? Have we got an idea of that?
I'm not sure, Jimmy, but I'm tipping he's worth a little bit of a quid.
All right, we're going to do some research in the ad break. We'll find out exactly what he's worth and see whether it's just ashtray money for him or it's actually going to hurt. Good on you, Adam. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.